Morning.
Morning.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
My friend who's into numerology says 2017 adds up to a 1 year, which is the beginning of a new cycle. There are nine, so if you get the feeling that life as you know it may have ended and the future is wide open, maybe it's because we've come to the completion of nine cycles and we're starting again. And I guess whether you look into that open future with trepidation or adventurousness is up to you. Okay, you need to have four things: paper, pen to write with, your white stone, and your Sharpie. Does anybody not have those? The usher can bring you one. Just a few. Raise your hands high so the ushers can see where you are. And if you're listening online later, you need paper, pen, white stone, and a Sharpie, or whatever you want to use for a white stone. Okay. This is a day we look forward to in this church as we bring 1 year to a close and we ask for guidance into the next year. So we have two ceremonies today. Most Unity churches do these separately, but we like them together. We like creating space by releasing what no longer serves us and then filling that space with inspiration and guidance. The burning bowl ends the year. We'll write down whatever you want to leave in the old year, and at the end of the service, we'll go outside and burn it up in a fire. And then the white stone ceremony is a special word to set a personal intention for the coming year. And I'll explain more about them. I know some of you have not participated before. But for those who have, I have one suggestion before we start. Don't start thinking about what to write down. And you might have come today with ideas for what you want to burn up in the burning bowl, and that's okay. Just stay open for more. And definitely set aside any thoughts about what you might write on the white stone. Then when we go into the quiet times, you can relax your mind, open your heart, and let Spirit speak to you. And something you've already thought of might come back to you, but you also might be surprised what springs to mind. It might not even make sense today, but it might as the year goes along. I got a word last year that I argued with, so don't do that either. My reaction was, oh, not that one. I don't want to work on that. But sure enough, it showed up over and over for me in 2016. You might get restless if you've done this before. I would just invite you to be patient so I can explain it all to those doing it for the first time. And you might hear something new or useful for yourself too, because you are in a different place than you've ever been in previous years. This is a two-part talk. Well, actually, four parts. I'll talk about the burning bowl, what it means, how it works. Then you'll have a few minutes of quiet to write down what you want to release. Then I'll talk about the white stone and where that ceremony comes from. And then we'll go into meditation so you can listen for a word to write on your stone that might guide you through 2017. In these two ceremonies, you are consciously creating the life you want by releasing what no longer serves you and then allowing a word or phrase to come through you, allowing guidance to become conscious. So let's start with the burning bowl. First, what it is not. It is not New Year's resolutions. Those often come from the inner critic. I should lose weight. I've got to stop smoking. I need to get back to the gym. I should be more patient with the children. Burning bowl is not about self-improvement, and it's not about goals. The burning bowl is to release anything in you that's getting in the way of your happiness. Obviously, you can't change anyone else to make you happy. So this is about releasing your own thoughts and feelings that might make you unhappy. And release is one of our 12 powers. These quilts represent the divine attributes that Unity's founder believed are hardwired into us. And with the burning bowl, we invoke the power of renunciation. You see on our quilt, it's a tree dropping its leaves. Nature has no problem letting go of what it no longer needs. It's actually supposed to work that way. Nothing's expected to last forever. It's released, it's reused in some other form, and it's replaced. You know that new leaves will come out on that tree. So what might you release today? You might have some grief or sadness to release. You might have some fears about the future. The feeling of release may not be instantaneous, but with the burning bowl, you're letting the universe or God or angels, however you think about it, you're letting it know that you're ready to move on. You're ready to heal. You're ready to lift your spirits. So let me suggest a few areas where you might have something to release. Start with attachments. Who or what are you holding onto most tightly, most afraid to let go of? We humans get so attached to how things are or should be or have to be in order to be happy. A relationship, a job, a certain amount of money, just circumstances. Attachments hang around our necks like an albatross. So what are you afraid you couldn't live without or let go of? You might not have to give it up, but wouldn't you feel better if you could release your desperate hold on it? So check for attachments. Look at grievances and judgments that you could release. You might be nursing resentments about something that happened in the past year. Maybe you had a falling out with a family member. Maybe you're still not over the election. Release any attention you are giving to events of the past. Release any thoughts that don't uplift you. Relationships are always a fertile field for release. You might need to release a person entirely, or maybe just release your expectations of them. Release who you want them to be or what you think they should do. Release any fears about the future of your relationship. And what about your relationship with yourself? Most of us tell ourselves what we should or ought to do, often in terms we would never use for another person. We would not be that ugly to someone else. Release that inner critic. Release any labels that you've accepted for yourself. Labels come from parents, from playmates, from our society, too old, too fat, too shy, too loud. Release any need for others' approval. Release anything that limits you in knowing yourself as a free and magnificent spiritual being. And remember, you don't have to get mad to release something or someone. You don't have to condemn it or hate it. You can release with gratitude. It's like a house you were really excited to buy, but now you've outgrown it. You don't have to hate the house to know it's time to move on. So bless and release whatever you are letting go of. The fire of the burning bowl shines a light into our shadows as we acknowledge and release them. And to release any darkness in yourself, you first have to claim it. So rather than try to suppress a feeling or an awareness about yourself, you write it down and declare your willingness to let it go. The Dalai Lama says, "All our angers and hatred come from fear." Lean into your fear. Feel it as you write it down. Acknowledge any hatreds and angers. Our country has seemed especially bogged down in hatred and anger this past year. Maybe that cycle is coming to a close. But it does stem from fear. The fear I won't get what's mine. The fear someone is taking something from me. The fear that life as I've known it will change, or maybe that it won't change. I hear tremendous fear about our political and economic future from different sides, different perspectives. But how does fear and worry serve you? My point is, what you release might not be about the past. It might be feelings or beliefs regarding the future. Let them go today. Enter the new year clean. Probably the best and bravest declaration you can make for the burning bowl is well, Ron, you may have to click it. There we go. I release what no longer serves me. I release what no longer serves me. You can just use this affirmation, release what no longer serves me, and see what leaves your life. Just remember, it might look like loss at first, but it's making way for your higher good. So you can ask, what do I need to release? What feelings and thoughts are in the way of my happiness? Don't think about it too hard. This is something that bubbles up from within you. Or just notice what first pops into your mind. Intuition's usually fast and first. So write down whatever comes to you. So let's pause now to write, or you can draw if that's your thing. Jason will leave the lights up so you can see your paper. David will play while you take a few minutes to write whatever you want to release and leave in the old year, whatever is not serving you or gets in the way of your happiness. Most of you are looking up. So you can just set that aside for now. We will take it outside at the end of the service and burn it. You know, you can do this anytime. You can write and burn at home. You can drown it, bury it, put it in a God box. It's just a ritual of release, of letting go, and you can use it whenever you need to. So you've cleared a space by releasing, and now you can ask for it to be filled by Spirit. So let's turn to the White Stone. White Stone ceremony has an interesting background. It comes from a verse in the book of Revelation. To everyone who conquers, I will give some of the hidden manna, and I will give a white stone. And on the white stone is written a new name that no one knows except the one who receives it. These symbols were more familiar in Bible times, so let's look at each of them. And remember, the book of Revelation is about our spiritual journey. It does not predict geopolitical conflict. It is not even about the second coming of Jesus. It's about awakening to our divinity, the journey to realize our Christ consciousness. So to everyone who conquers, we conquer ourselves. We overcome our faults and shortcomings. for our own spiritual growth. The book of Revelation has a list of promises for those who conquer, or the King James says, those who overcometh. And we don't talk much in Unity about overcoming. We just want to be positive and prosperous and affirm the good. Overcoming sounds like slogging through muck, climbing the mountains, slaying the dragons, releasing our human failings, releasing our attachments. Yes, that's part of the spiritual journey too. And in fact, spiritual growth is front-loaded with overcoming and releasing and cleansing and purifying a lifetime's worth of accumulated sludge. It's hard work, and it requires maintenance. That's what we do with the burning bowl. Fire is purification. And according to Revelation, it's worth the struggles and the overcoming. So one of the promises is, can you put the scripture back up, please? To everyone who conquers, I will give some of the hidden manna. No, the whole verse. Let me see if mine's working. There. Yeah. Manna was food, of course. When the Hebrew slaves wandered in the wilderness, God provided manna for them to eat. And it became a symbol of the abundant universe, of eternal supply, of God's provision. But this is hidden manna. Remember when Jesus said, I have food you know not of? Hidden manna is spiritual nourishment or understanding. And I will give a white stone. Someone released from prison 2,000 years ago was given a white stone. Most of them didn't read or write, so the white stone was a symbol to show they'd paid their debt to society. It was a clean slate. It symbolized freedom from the past. To us, it represents a cleansed consciousness, ready to accept our true spiritual name, our real identity. We have conquered, overcome our false self, and with the burning bowl, we've created space for higher spiritual awareness. And on the white stone is written a new name. Names often reflected the character of a person, and the names were changed if the person changed, which is not a bad way to do it. The most familiar example is the disciple Simon Peter. His name was Simon. Jesus renamed him Peter. Peter means the rock. It signified his solid faith. And imagine how that must have boosted Peter's confidence and affirmed that he was making spiritual progress. It reflected who Simon had become, a rock. Name changes in the Bible reflect spiritual deepening or greater awareness. So it's even more important than being given a new name is coming to a new concept of yourself, a new name that no one knows except the one who receives it. Not only does the name change, but the person changes and sees him or herself differently. The same is true for you. With the white stone, you're given a new name or word or description of your character. It's about who you came here to be. And you're writing it on a rock, Peter, the rock, which represents understanding faith. This is a new realization of your true self, knowing your divine nature. Okay. See, then when it works, it messes me up. I'm trying to get a black slide here. Okay. Sorry, I don't know. The White Stone Ceremony is important at the beginning of the new year because it reminds us to seek guidance first, not when all seems lost, not when you're at the end of your rope and there's nothing left to do. This helps you set an intention, not just for what you're going to do, but who you want to be. The words that come through on the white stone are more likely about being than doing. I got the word joy several years in a row. And I took that to mean not that things would come into my life to bring me joy, but that I was setting an intention to approach life with joy. I've gotten peace and love, and one year was hope, and one year was grace. I've never known anyone whose white stone said, clean out the garage. Again, you're not setting a goal or making a resolution. And you're not figuring out your intention for 2017. So when we go into meditation, think even less about this one than you did about the burning bowl. Let yourself be told the theme for this year of your life. Let spirit move through you. It will do sacred work through you this year if you're open to it. You're asking for a word or a phrase to guide you or give you a hint about what to watch for, where to focus, to give you some direction. Different people receive their word for the white stone in different ways. You might feel awareness bubbling up from inside or beaming down from above. Or it might feel like a light bulb goes off over your head. Some see a vision, some hear a voice. I think most just know. However spirit speaks to you. And when we go into meditation, be available to receive the name or word or short phrase that comes to you. It might be a noun, a verb, or an adjective. And if you catch yourself thinking, oh, that can't be right, you're out of the sweet spot. You've quit receiving and gone to thinking. So try just to become still and know the word of guidance that you seek is seeking you. Open yourself to receive it. So let's go into meditation now, and we'll dim the lights this time. Don't write anything on your stone yet. I'll cue you. For now, just close your eyes and find that place of connection in you. I invite you to quiet your mind and stay in communion with your higher self as much as possible. And quietly hear this promise again. On the white stone is written a new name that no one knows except the one who receives it. The Christ within, the I am of your being, is giving you a new name that will expand your identity this year. So what is the name or the word being given to you? You can ask, what will guide me forward this year? What do I need to know for my life? Who have I come here to be? Go deep, but stay aware. Whenever you're ready, take the Sharpie and write your word on the white stone. On the white stone is written a new name that no one knows except the one who receives it. So now hold your stone and look at this new name, your special word. With this word as my guide, I enter the new year. Let's affirm that quietly together. With this word as my guide, I enter the new year. Contemplate your word and say that again with feeling. With this word as my guide, I enter the new year. And so it is.
So it is.